Hello, and welcome to our inaugural podcast here from Rockland LLC. My name is Jason. I'm an employee of Rockland LLC, and we're online at www.rockland.com. That's www.rockland.com. Before we begin on today's content, I just wanted to take a moment to go over why we've decided to do this specific format. If you visited our website before, you probably know we've got a lot of information about the products we sell. We try to put as much information out there as possible about the various wireless products we sell, what types of range they get, comparison tests, and things of that nature. But from time to time, you know, you just read and you read and you read, and then you've had enough reading. So we wanted to kind of mix things up a little bit, put up an audio broadcast where perhaps we could read email questions from customers from week to week, kind of go over some of the tests we do, explain things a little bit more clearly, and from time to time we'll even have some offers for some special deals for listeners to go on our website and get some special discounts. So be sure to tune in each week. We're going to broadcast each Monday, in fact, so go online to our website every Monday and check out our latest podcast. But moving on, today's content, what I wanted to do today was just go over some questions that we get all the time. As you may know, we sell a lot of wireless equipment, and a lot of people ask us, you know, where do I begin? What's the best card to get? What do I need? I see wireless cards for sale at Best Buy. I see wireless cards for sale on eBay for $5 to $10 a pop. Are all wireless cards the same? Is there something I should know? Is there a reason why some are more expensive than the others? And the short answer is that all wireless cards are not created equal. One 802.11b card is not the same as another 802.11b card. One 802.11g card is not the same as another 802.11g card. There's antennas inside the card. Some are weaker antennas, some are strong. You've got some that are long range, some that are high powered, and you've even got some like the Sinal line that have external antenna connectors so that you can hook up an external antenna, a high gain external antenna, and boost your range even more. So one of the things that I wanted to go over today was a brand new test that we've just put online on our blog today, and our blog address is www.rockland.com, that's rockland.com, /store/blog.php. And if you go online there, you can actually read through our latest tests and see some pictures. What we did an access point test. And an access point test is basically where we take two cards in an identical environment and see how many outside access points we can connect to. Now note that we don't actually connect to these access points. Federal laws do prohibit you from connecting to an access point that you're not authorized to connect to. So what we use is we use this great tool it's a program called NetStumbler, and it lists available access points in your area, all the access points that are within range of your network, but you don't actually connect to them and transfer data or anything of that nature. Just lets you see how good your range is and what your signal, what the strength is of your signal to that particular access point, so you can kind of get a good idea how good the card is. So we did, a test with NetStumbler using two of our two cards, our most popular card, which is the Sinal 200 milliwatt card. And if you'd like to see the specific equipment we've tested, our blog, we've actually got a link to the product, so you can go on and see more information about it and purchase it if you want. We use a Sinal 200 milliwatt PCMCIA card, and then we use a brand new product that we just started inventorying. It's from a company called Zcomax. It's a Z-C-O-M-A-X, and they go by Zcom for short, Z-C-O-M. They actually have a 300 milliwatt powered card, PCMCIA card for laptops. I should note that FCC regulations do prohibit you from using Wi-Fi equipment above 200 milliwatt inside the United States. So if you're in the U.S., make sure your output power doesn't exceed 200 milliwatts. However, if you travel outside the U.S., Europe, some other countries where they prohibit, Europe actually prohibits connections over 100 milliwatts, but Japan, for example, some countries where they permit 300 milliwatt connections, you know, this would be a great card to have. In any event, so we tested the Sinal card versus the Zcomax card, and we blogged about it. And I was actually very surprised because the Sinal card is a very, very good card. We've actually had great range with the Sinal card in the past. Highly recommend it. But this is the first time we've tested the Zcom card, and it did, in fact, have a better sensitivity than the Sinal card. In fact, in our results from our home location, from our office location, our main location, we got 7 outside access points, including our own office access point, with the Sinal card. And if you actually go online and look at the pictures, you can see the signal strength. And I should note, If you're there looking, if you're on our website right now, and that's www.rockland.com/store/blog.php, if you're on there looking, you might see that the signal strength is listed in terms of a negative number. It's got a little dash sign in front of it. And the higher the number, the better the signal strength. So the minus 34 that you see there for ST46, which is our office access point, is actually a stronger connection than the minus 86 or minus 91 you see for other access points, because, you know, the minus 36 is actually a greater number than minus 91, even though it seems like on the surface that 91 is higher than 34. So you can go online and look there. 7 access points with the Sanao wireless card. Not bad at all, considering that when we've used Netgear cards, when we've used D-Link cards, we typically get 1, maybe 2 outside access points, just our office access points, some others. So you can see we picked up 7, and I should note that our office complex is kind of spread out. We're not all, like, you know, buildings right next to each other, so it's getting a pretty good range. And if you scroll down a little bit, you can see the results from the Zika Max card. Now, we used identical antennas, a 7 dBi gain external antenna. Both were identical antennas, both had a 6-foot cable. The only difference is that the Sanao card uses an MMCX connector, whereas the Zika Max card uses a reverse MMCX connector, so the connectors are different, but everything else is the same. Antennas were placed in the same location. We did the test the same time, back to back, and you can see we got 11 access points with the Zika Max card, and the signal strengths were also noticeably much stronger. You see, with our office access point, it's minus 15 instead of minus 34. So quite an advantage over the Zika Max card. But does that mean you shouldn't buy the Sanao card? Not at all. If you take a look at the pricing, we got the Sanao card for $47.99. The Zika Max card is $79.99. That comes with a detachable antenna. So there's some price difference there. So if you know, kind of decide what your budget is, and you can, you know, the Sanao card is highly recommended. But if you're looking for that killer, that be-all, end-all, best of the best card, there you go, the Zika Max card, folks. Now, do you need to get either of these two cards? Well, that kind of leads me into my next area of discussion, which is another question we get a lot from folks. You know, what card should I buy? And should I buy the new pre-N standard that are coming out? And I'm sure if you're not that up to date in Wi-Fi, you're probably sitting there, what is this guy talking about? 802B, 802G, pre-N, what is all this equipment? Can't I just buy a wireless card for my computer? Well, the first question to ask yourself is, how far away are you from the access point you're going to connect to? If you're a home user and you just want to use your laptop in the same room as your wireless access point, any card's going to do for you. You probably don't need the Sanao card. You certainly don't need the Zika Max card. You probably get away with any store-bought card or any, you know, $10 card on eBay if you're within 20 to 30 feet of your access point. But if you're going to be traveling, and when you travel, if you stay at a hotel, you're in an airport, you know, the access point may be quite far from your hotel room or from where you are in the airport. So if you do that type of thing, you're going to benefit from the increased range that some of these cards like the Sanao card can bring you. So if you're going to be traveling, I'd recommend that. Or if you want to get coverage across a medium or large size house, if you want to go upstairs, you know, if you want to have your laptop up in your bedroom and your access point is, you know, 2 floors down in your office, your typical store-bought card or the generic card you might find on eBay probably isn't going to have enough range to get you connected. So again, it might be wise to invest in a Sanao or Zika Max card. And that kind of, you know, segues us into the question about the different standards, 802.11b, 802.11g, and now they've even got this pre-N, the 802.11n equipment. Which standard is the best for you? A lot of people think that they need to go out and buy the brand new standard. They don't want to, you know, get the stuff that they might think is obsolete. So let's talk about that for a moment. 802.11b is compatible with 802.11g. So if you buy a G router and you get a B card, you're okay. No problem. The difference between the two is that 802.11b limits you to data transfer speeds of 11 megabits per second, often abbreviated as Mbps, whereas 802.11g gives you data transfer speeds of up to 54 Mbps. Now, you might have heard some talk, especially if you read these technology magazines, about this new and exciting 802.11n. Promises speeds of up to 300 Mbps and ranges over 5 to 10 times what you might get now with a standard B card. And is that all it's hyped up to be? Well, let me make this clear. 802.11n is not here yet. You can't go and buy a true 802.11n card. The standard hasn't been fully developed and it hasn't been certified yet and won't be until probably close to the end of 2007. What they have available in stores right now is what's called pre-N. And that's those are individual companies like Belkin. Belkin has taken the standard and made their own equipment. They haven't cross-tested it with other platforms or other brands of cards or routers. They've just got their own pre-N equipment that they've made, pre-N equipment. And if you buy a Belkin pre-N router, for example, and a Belkin pre-N wireless card, it's true. You're going to get close to 300 megabits per second data transfer. You're going to get range that probably meet or exceed the Sanao or Zyka Max cards we sell. And it's a great thing to have. But you're probably going to spend upwards of $250, about $150 on the router, $100 on the card. And the interesting thing is when the 802.11n actually does get certified or ratified next year and it becomes a standard actual 802.11n equipment, there's no guarantee that the 802.11n router that you buy next September or next October is going to work with the 802.11n pre-N PCMCIA card that you buy right now. So do you want to go out and spend all that money when it may become obsolete quite quickly because it's still in the pre-stages, it hasn't been certified yet? That's the question to ask yourself. Whereas 802.11b, 802.11g cards, those will be backward compatible. Or the 802.11n equipment that comes out, the certified stuff that comes out next fall, will be backward compatible for sure with the B and G cards that you might own or buy right now. So the question you have to ask yourself is the speed advantage of buying a pre-N card and pre-N router from one specific company and spending $250, is the speed and range advantage you're going to get out of that worthwhile? Worth having to possibly, buy new equipment next year? And to answer that question, you need to again ask yourself, what do you plan on doing with the equipment? Most people use a wireless internet connection. A wireless connection to share internet access wirelessly, to browse the internet, to download files and games and whatnot. And if that's what you do, keep in mind that the fastest cable and DSL broadband internet equipment right now tops out at about 6 to 9 megabits per second. Some connections are around 3, some are 6, and the fastest that I've seen anyway down here in the southern part of the United States is 9 megabits per second. So whether your wireless connection is 11 megabits or 54 or 300, you're not going to browse the internet any faster. You're still going to get the same browsing speeds, the same download speeds. It's going to make no difference whatsoever whether you have B, G, or this new pre-N equipment. Now, if you transfer files between PCs from wireless connection to wireless connection often, then, of course, you're going to benefit immensely from the 300 megabits per second connection speed. So if that's the case, it may not be a bad idea for you to shell out $250 to get some pre-N equipment for your office right now. But if it's not the case, if you just use it to share internet access wirelessly, or if you just using it when you travel, if you buy a pre-N card right now, most airports, hotels, hotspots, they use G or B access points. None of them use the pre-N. So if you buy an 802.11 card right now, you'll be able to use it on the road, but you won't be able to connect faster than 11 or 54 megabits per second as it is. So in those cases, I really wouldn't recommend spending the money on the equipment right now. I'd recommend waiting till the 802.11n standard is actually ratified and becomes a mainstream and prices begin to go down. You can buy a Sanao card for $47 on our website, the Zyka Max for $79.99. You can use those for the year, for the 2 years, until the 802.11n becomes standard and the prices go down. And you can continue to use it with your new 802.11 equipment even after that, even as you're buying other 802.11 cards to upgrade. So that's what I'd recommend doing there. All things considered, I would stay away from those generic wireless cards unless you're going to be doing real short, your computer is 10, 20 feet away from your access point. I'd recommend getting something, either a Linksys or Netgear brand card, or if you really want a killer range, get a Sanao card or get a Zyka Max card. In any event, we're about running out of time for today. The one thing that I'd like to see people doing in this coming week, if you have the time, it'd be kind of neat to see, is if you go out and get some of this equipment. I don't mean, that you have to go to our website and buy the products I've talked about today, but if you can locate some different wireless products online, do some comparison shopping, if you want to, purchase from us, hey, I won't stop you, or borrow some cards from some friends, do your own comparison testing. Go online, go to google.com, Google NetStumbler, download yourself a copy of NetStumbler. It runs on all Windows operating systems. Do some range testing of your own. Perhaps you'll find some hidden gem wireless cards that we don't know about, or some of you might be more experienced, might use some different antenna configurations other than the ones we used in our tests. And you can go to our blog. Again, it's www.rokland/store, STORE, /blog, blog.php. Go there and post your comments. Let us know about the different configurations you've tested. Ask us some questions. Maybe you don't want to get some equipment now, but you have some questions about how does this Sanao card compare to this other model card, and perhaps we can do some more testing for you and report on that next week. In any event, thank you very much for tuning in to our inaugural broadcast, and we hope you'll tune in next week. We'll have a new broadcast up online at our website every Monday. Thanks, and enjoy the rest of your Labor Day.